Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7473.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this!
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Good to get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
You tell me, man. What's going on with you?
Nothing. Just a little ice.
Okay, but
after a little.
What happened?
Exercise.
Oh, like were you? You hitting the weights this morning? Hitting the pool weights? What were you doing?
This guy's really trying to color coordinate.
Now he really is. He's got
ice pack with the beard.
It's crazy. What's up, Vlad? Vlad filling in for Froggy today.
Leroy went full Crip on us.
Man. Well, just another day. Okay, a new Leroy Horde accessory. Doesn't accent the blue at all, man. It is good to see it. It's a Friday. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose for over 1,300 new models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The mother bleeper did it again. Tyrese Halliburton.
Hey, I've been saying this all playoffs. When are we going to stop with the Indiana Pacers? Right?
I mean,
there's
something
to be said about a team that finds ways to win.
Yep.
And you can say what you want about all the other teams, but for these guys just find a way to get it done.
They were just hanging around all game. Hanging around.
The whole playoffs has been like this. If you let a team hang around, is going to be a problem at the end.
It's not even their most impressive comeback by a long shot. It's just the most impressive team they've done it against. But it was like, there they are. It was soon as it got to 15 points, they got you right where they want you in the fourth quarter.
It's like when they were playing the Knicks, I'm like, they're doing Knicks stuff to the Knicks. right? And it just kept going.
It is a look. Maybe they're just a team of destiny, dude. It happens.
Yep.
It's a team of destiny. You know, like they did exactly what they needed to do. A game one stunner, and you know, they got a chance to do this to OKC next game.
You know what that is, Vlad?
Tight
That's
ass.
This.
I know.
Squeaky cheeks. So, crazy thing. This guy didn't even play great yesterday.
No.
Not even a good
None
game.
Of the stars, dude. They just stay around, bro. They're like a bad stench.
It's like the Intangibles King himself was their leading scorer at halftime. McConnell with those freaking 4-foot little baby jump shots.
Hey.
And then just they barrage.
Is it too much for me to ask for Bam to be Siakam?
Is it too much for you to ask?
2 years. Right. I think they have the same type of game.
No, they don't.
I mean, I get what you're doing with it. It's just they don't play very similar.
They don't play similar because of what's asked of Bam.
Yeah, to be the best defender on the team.
One guy's 6'7", the other guy's like 6'9", 6'10".
They're comparable sizes. It's just like, Siakam's just coming at you with like elbows and spins, and he's had that prettier jumper his whole career. Yeah.
He's very wiry.
Now that like the 3-point shot thing is not a thing, it'll be interesting to see how Bam kind of puts everything together, because like he finally did it this year with the 3-point shot. So that'll be an interesting puzzle, but that team is just full of snipers. You know, Nembhard and Nesmith and Miles Turner banking in threes. That's when you know it's your night.
I think Miles Turner is, of all the people on Indiana's team, he seems like the least athletic. He can barely run.
Yeah, he's just like, he just floats around the perimeter all the time. He'll give you some good blocks, but, he's been like on the trade block for like 4 straight seasons.
I know who I want. Hmm? Mathurin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Woo! Haitian Massive, baby. Haitian Massive.
Woo! Hey. He's very athletic, got some hops.
He's a little crazy, too.
Really?
Yeah, he can go off.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but, you know, like most Haitian men, you know, you get on his nerve a little bit, he'll go off.
Not Detroit Pistons level of anger. But,
not like that. Not like that. Them boys are just crazy.
But it is a crazy thing. Like, this is just such an insane run by Halliburton to have this many just stick a dagger in you moments all over a post. It's been an incredible postseason run. Incredible postseason run for him.
This is the overrate this postseason run for him.
For sure.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. He basically, with every shot, said, keep my name out your mouth.
This is Kirthika Uthyakumar. She has a stat. She does a lot of good numbers. Love stats. Tyrese Halliburton is 6-for-7 when taking a shot to tie or take the lead in the final 90 seconds or fourth quarter OT this playoffs. That's the most such shots in a single postseason since 1997.
Since Jordan?
I don't know if it's since Jordan, but it is. It's the most.
I think it was Jordan. I saw the stat.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, this makes Bron 2018 look like it was nothing. Remember when Bron hit it against the Pacers and then the Raptors? But this guy hit it against Cleveland. He's hit one in every series.
NBA teams were 0-121 when down by 7 or more in the final 3 minutes of regulation of the NBA Finals over the last 28 postseasons. And now they are 1-121.
I mean, this is, you know what? For all the reasons why people say this series might not have the juice, I would say this. This is why you watch sports, right? For moments like that. and it don't matter what two teams it is, you watch an ending like that in a game like that, if you're a sports guy, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, for sure. It's a monster. And now it's like look, even if OKC comes out and drubs them by 30 the next game, which they probably will, because that's how early post that's how early playoffs can swing. You've already done what you needed to do if you're the Pacers. But now it's like now you get to you're going to have going into 3-4, there's going to be drama because they're going to be back in their building fired up. If they can take the first two against OKC, like I said, squeaky cheeks are on the way because that's a monster going into that building. Oh my God. So
WWE maybe to guarantee that this is not a sweep and we actually get an if necessary game. So you get Indy to win game one. Because you know OKC is going to smack them on game two.
I feel like they probably will smack them in so game two. I can't imagine OKC blowing another 15-point fourth-quarter lead.
So, therefore, you know this is not going to be – because, you know, everybody had OKC as a overwhelming favorite.
I will say Indiana did have a really sloppy first half, Vlad. Like, they were like
– dude, they were nasty.
Oh, my God.
And wait, here's what scared me. 20 turnovers, only down by, like, six. So if they had 10 turnovers, which was still a little high, they're winning that game.
It's going to be an interesting thing, too, though, because if Indiana can pull this off, like what are teams going to think? Because it is an interesting – it's not like they're a complete Cinderella because they're very well built, but I do think everyone's going to feel like, well, they can win it. Like that's literally showing that anybody you know can go out there and make it happen. And so I'm curious to see what that's going to do for the summer too. If the team dethrones the best East team, and then the quintessential best regular season team, the MVP. It's crazy. This has been such an insane run.
Don't you think if Indy wins, right? Everybody has to take a look, stop, and like, all right, do I really need to get rid of certain players? Or just maybe just have a continuity like Indiana's had over the last 2-3 years.
It's possible. Miles Turner's been saying that. He's been hearkening to power of friendship. These guys have been together. It's possible. I mean, I can't rule it out. Like or look around and see like what is that one last piece and make other teams to go in. That's possible too.
Because I mean, as much as we want to say. Boston, it took Boston a while, but they were together. That nucleus, that core was there for a minute.
The two of them, yeah.
And
then I guess like Derek White was in there too.
Yeah, and Horford's been in and out.
Horford's
many
100
times.
Years old. He's been everywhere.
But he was there in the beginning, got traded, been returned, and won. So there is something about.
Was he on the Thunder at one point, or was he just buyout?
No, remember they traded him to the Thunder, and then he signed with Philly, and then he went back to Boston. It was just weirdness. It was whatever, you know.
I would say this is that one of the things that has happened all year is we just discredited Indiana, right? We talk about Cleveland, Boston, the Knicks, and they've been able up until a week ago, just going as that cute story. And now everybody's starting to kind of acknowledge, wait a minute, they got something here.
Well, nobody thinks they got a superstar. That's what it is. All the teams
when your star player is considered the most overrated in the NBA.
He's had the most clutch postseason since Jordan, who everybody idolizes and everybody always talks about. Like, it's so funny because for years, like sports media has thrived over the last 2+ decades over LeBron James passing up the last shot and taking the last shot. And now you have a guy who's literally doing nothing but hitting the last shot. And people now want to bitch about that. Like, it's crazy. Like, what else does the man need to do? It's had everything for you. Like, I find this so strange that people have this reluctance because they're like, I don't know if he's a star. Is he a superstar? What else do you call that? Because he's right. Like, I don't. What is that refer?
What else do you call? Put the ball in his hands and he gonna get it.
I don't understand. Like, what
is the definition?
I'll tell you what it is.
Because I'm frustrated. I said this a couple weeks ago. Like, I'm frustrated from the standpoint of like, hey, this guy grew up with Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero comes out. You could probably say, hey, Tyler Hero, could he score more than Tyrese Haliburton? Maybe, but there's just something about this dude, stones on the line and carrying his team, that he's got that Hero don't got.
I'll tell you what it is. He's played in Sacramento and in Indiana. Those are not big markets, so those games are not shown. He's not to the national public. He's not very known. He's just known now. The most he was known for was the guy that was, you know, the kid who doesn't do anything in the group project and gets an A.
Most overrated player. No, but
I mean, that's leading into that. Like when he was right. When he was on the USA team, the Olympic team.
Got an A on the group project.
Yeah, he was the guy. He wasn't really getting that minute. So you just saw him with the girls, you know, leaving the clubs and everything like that. And it was like, oh, this guy is just getting all the benefits from not doing anything. Then the Pacers really didn't start off the year right. But if you really think about it, since the beginning of the year, they've been the best team in basketball.
Right.
So it's just about the public. Like, you know what we were talking about? We were talking about Jimmy. We were talking about Luka. Talked about the Knicks, Lakers. Like, they're talking about that. Nobody was paying attention to Indy. So now they have to.
It's great. It's a cool story. You know, regardless of what anybody thought going into this, this has been an incredible run for him. And we'll see what happens in game two. I agree with Vlad. I think they'll probably have a big bounce back for OKC, but...
Yeah,
man,
but
maybe.
Would you be shocked if Indiana won the second game?
I mean, I guess I can't be at this
point. No, I wouldn't be shocked. He did that to Cleveland.
Yeah, you can't be.
Right.
And
you
the Knicks.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? That is the most incredible thing is that since January, like you said, Vlad, probably the best team in the NBA, and everybody has discredited them.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this on a Friday.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Jaime Jaquez Jr. will kick off Heat Camp with a visit to Slam Miami High School and Cooper City High School on June 10th. The second-year forward is going to participate in a Q&A with campers, take individual photos, and sign autographs during the visit. That is for
Where's that at?
Slam Miami and Cooper City High School.
That's down the street from the crib.
And so if you guys want to...
Hopefully there won't be any young Tobins there.
What do you mean, dude?
There might be a young Vlad there. An old Vlad? Maybe I might, you know.
Maybe Jay's, no, check it on out.
Jay's
but you ain't going to ask the questions. That
oh, I'm going to ask him the questions. I'll ask him. You know I'll ask the questions.
I believe his correspondent day is coming up. I think that it is. I think he was doing game two. So
come on,
he's got a busy couple of weeks here. But if you guys want your Heat campers, the great Tony Fiorentino running his camp, doing a fantastic job for ages 7 to 17, you guys can register at juniorheat.com and check that on out. The Florida Panthers, they'll look to even things up tonight. It is game two of the Stanley Cup final. Puck drops
all right, what
at
are my
8
rules?
O'clock. Look, here's the rules, okay? Do whatever you want to start the game, okay?
Okay.
But if they're winning, no changey, okay?
Now,
unless you have a night with Big Spoon and you're out to dinner or something, that's fine if you have plans. But if you're sitting down to watch the game today at Casa Horde and you start off in the hot tub, if it's 1-0 Cats, 2-0 Cats, if it's 2-1, 2-1 Filthy, 3-2, if they're winning, you're staying in the damn tub.
You can't mess up the juju.
If it's tied, okay.
No, you can't even. No, not even tied, bro.
I think tied is fine.
No, because here's the thing. You started already. Once you start and the game goes the way it's going, if it's going good, you stay there. Even if it gets tied. Like when he should have never left when it was 3-2. He could. No, you know what?
3-2 is a crime.
He could have left.
If it's
get your ass back in there.
Yeah. If it's 3-3, I would have been more fine with it. But the fact that you left with a lead is criminal.
You can't leave with a lead. Like, you can go rehydrate. You got 18 minutes. When your explanation yesterday, I'm sorry.
It was hogwash.
I couldn't co-sign that. Yo. You got 18-minute intermissions.
Dude,
you could drink five
like
waters.
You don't know nothing about dehydrating.
That has nothing to do with nothing. This is a typical Leroy lash out. And we're just trying to tell you something. Like, look, your ignorance really cost the Cats. That's fine. We're trying to teach you. And I'm telling you is you got to make the most
of your... Should I not get in the jacuzzi?
You can get in as long as they're not winning. Just be known. Like, that's...
But they weren't winning when I got in.
The game started, and you sat there, and you said, well, I don't want to leave because they were winning. You said this yesterday, that things were going good. It got to 3-2, and then you decided to quit.
If I do recall, they were down 1-0 early. Mm-hmm. Then they tied the game. Then they took the lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I should have been in the hot tub.
Which he even said yesterday. He's like, I didn't do what I typically do. So you didn't even go by your typical routine. Something about the mojo you knew was working, and you tapped out.
Leroy, you know what? He knows he's wrong, but he's trying to pull a Tobin.
He is.
No, what? That's not.
He's no, trying to. He just doesn't have the expertise like you to squirm out of this.
I'm just telling you.
It was a health issue.
It's not a health issue. What you did was you broke. Yeah, it was a mojo issue, and you broke the health of the Cats' chances of winning.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is you need to decide your game plan tonight. If that means that you're going to be in the hot tub. And the Cats are winning. You better be prepared to sit in that hot tub the entire game. Or at least have your feet in it. At least a little tootsies. A little boop. So you're not there. If you need a break.
Can I be in a pool?
I mean, you need to have a hand on the hot tub. It needs to be like Ali Ali.
So
it needs to be, you need to be on home.
If they go up and I'm in the hot tub. Then part of me has to remain in the hot tub.
It needs to remain in contact. And I prefer in period. I think you should use intermission to rehab. And I think that's what you should do is to have yourself within hot tub range.
Wait.
Now.
Did you see what Dave South said? To eliminate the threat, you must sweat.
That's right.
Y'all gonna have me out here in the emergency room getting IV.
We're not gonna have you in the emergency room.
All right.
We're not gonna have you. If you don't want to do it tonight, just watch it from your couch, and that's fine.
Look, I'm happy. This is a safe place. I'm so happy this happened because this is how I watch my games with my teams. You know how many times I've watched the game outside of my house in the dark because when I'm watching it home, they're losing.
Right.
Vlad's got to take a smoke break. During the smoke break, they start winning. Guess what Vlad's going to stay? Vlad's going to keep his ass outside watching in the dark. You know what Vlad's record when he watches the game in the dark? 15-2. Guess what? I'm going to keep my ass in the dark.
Wait, you got stats?
Yes. Listen, we are fanatics. There is something called superstition. Yes.
It's better than analytics.
It is better than analytics. It's always been better than analytics.
But especially hockey. Like, the thing with hockey is it's so fragile. Basketball, there'll be runs, there'll be games. It's so finite, and don't
so
tell me.
So basketball, you can leave. If the other team go on the run, you could change it up.
You can switch it up. I'm usually, for me, typically, I don't switch things up till the half. Like, that's a personal Tobes thing.
That's right. That's what I do.
That's a personal Tobes. Yeah, but I switch things. But things are always switched up when you're losing. You don't do it when you're winning. If the Cats are down 2-1 tonight, hey. If you're watching tonight and the Cats are down 2-1, or if it's, by all means, go do whatever the hell you want to do. I don't care. But if they're winning, your ass better be in that hot tub. Be prepared. Okay?
Yeah. Axe Spoon give you like a case. Like, make it like you go into a day party.
Here, but I have a cooler.
So I have a cooler. Put all the water, all the Gatorade, all the stuff that you need. And then you can leave during intermission. There's 18-minute intermission. That's the 18 time to dry off, take a shower, change trunks, whatever you got to do. Then get your ass back in there. That's it.
He's right. Couldn't have said it better.
Well, no, if they're winning, I got to keep the same trunks on too, though, right?
Yes.
Yes, maybe.
I would
yes.
appreciate that. I mean, it would be appreciated.
Unless you went on yourself, I mean, yes, I would think so.
Truly, if we could just go like this, as little change as possible would be nice.
So I'm basically fan amateur.
You just got your white belt. That's all you need to. We're here at Miyagi Karate, and we just need you to break some boards.
Miyagi Karate.
We need you to wax on, wax off, dude.
Can I just tell you? But it's really hot.
Okay, then, Leroy.
Can you not control the temperature in your jacuzzi?
Or then, you know what?
No, it's not like a jacuzzi if it ain't hot.
This is what I would do, okay? This is what I would do. This is me personally. Okay, this is what I would do.
Okay.
If I was in your position and I like to watch in the water, what I would do tonight, for me, I would go stand in the pool and watch. Okay, a little lean on the thing. Watch the game.
I got you.
Intermission, hot tub, recoup a little bit, go back in the pool, watch the game. That's what I would do if you were so worried about heat and overheating. Just a little pool party watch, baby, and then intermission hot tub. That's how I would rock tonight. I'm just telling you.
I'm going to get me a floaty.
Fine, totally fine. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If they're leading. Your ass better stay in that float during the game. Okay?
Oh, he's messed up. You know what's going to happen, right? Panthers going to come out 2-0 first period. Flying. Phew, phew. 2-0. Your ass is there. All night. While Bob is getting shot out and he's just making unbelievable saves. And you're going to be like, I want to leave. But you can't.
Yep.
You can't now.
Yep. Better pee in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Don't drop the kids in the pool now.
Right. Make sure you're cleansed, obviously.
Yeah.
Dude, if you do have to go. You ain't moving.
Yeah, but if you do have to do it, commercial or intermission?
Who could take a poop during commercial?
I'm just telling you. I don't know how long you're holding it in.
A commercial break, I'm going to go and drop a deuce be right back.
The old kid.
First of all, can I just tell you? Listen, there's only one thing worse than pooping on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pooping right after a shower or pooping wet.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's terrible.
You got to take another shower.
I understand. Nobody's a fan of doing the 2-minute offense. every once in a while, you got to run the 2-minute offense.
No, when you're old, it's a long drive, bro. That's a long drive.
Methodical.
That's a methodical. That's the first 15 plays.
Hey, y'all just overlook one of the tragedies of taking a deuce. That is, if you got to take a shower in the deuce, you better take that deuce first.
Of course.
Of course.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'm going to go. He expect me. Wait, let me set it up for you. If you got to go take a number two, go during a commercial.
I'm just saying if you do.
It's going to take me that whole commercial to dry off.
I get you. But I guess
is not very receptive.
I guess my
water.
Point is be ready for the game and don't have to take a deuce. I'm just telling you. Because if you're missing game because of deuce behavior, I'm not going to be happy with that.
Deuce behavior.
I'm good. Listen, I'm good. I'm just saying that I was sitting in the jacuzzi. Everything was great, right? Then I started getting a little dehydrated. So I got in the pool, right? And it was during intermission. But when I went to get back in the jacuzzi, my body wasn't having it.
Yeah, I'm saying you need. I think if you're gonna be a water rat tonight and you're gonna watch it in the water, I think you should flip.
If I'm in the jacuzzi, so here's the thing. If I start watching the game, then I am
you're pot committed,
tied in mm-hmm. to that spot.
Unless they're losing,
wherever that is.
Yes, unless they're losing.
If they're losing, you can switch it up. Like you have a free, you have a freedom of. Hey, if the Cats are down 2-1 and you're done with the pool, like, by all means, go. I encourage a switch up.
But if they're up 2-0,
yeah.
Even if they tied, like Edmonton ties, you still got to stay there, bro. Because when you were there, they scored 2 goals. So you're there.
All right.
Take a break. We'll hear a little bit from the Cats.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Matthew Tkachuk's thoughts on where things are at. Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Marlins playing the afternoon today? Is that like because it's a minor league stadium, or is there a
I have
a day
no
they're celebrating
idea.
Or something?
I have no idea.
Maybe it's because the Marlins.
No,
it just bumped them.
It's a 1 p.m. Marlins Rays game. I don't know what's going on. Maybe something's happening in Tampa.
Yeah, I don't know.
It might be Pride Week. It's Pride Month. Maybe something's going on in Tampa. I don't know.
Is there something like? Is the minor league team need the stadium tonight? Like, is it like old timers Yankees Day or something?
Well, maybe the Yankees might need the stadium. Maybe.
I don't know. But anyway, Marlins 1-10 first pitch today. Good news is Yuri Perez is going to make his season debut coming up, I believe, after this series. So that's good news. The Marlins.
But not today.
Not today. But he is set. He made his last rehab start. And he's going to be good to go. So that is some good news because Lord knows they need as much reinforcements as they can get. Let's get to
the last time you said this team needs pitching.
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Typically it's although they did get, I mean, this last series, not indicative of their runs. Woo, rocky series. Hey, let's get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Oh, the Cats. They're back at it tonight. 8 o'clock puck drop. You, of course, can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. Yesterday, they had a little media session. Matthew Tkachuk, he was asked about how the Cats typically bounce back, and he says they have plenty of battle scars over their playoff runs. Here's what Matthew Tkachuk had to say.
Yeah, I mean, we're a very mentally strong group, so I'd say it's probably more technical than mental. I mean, we've got a lot of battle scars on us from the last few years, and we've been through, you know, way worse than just that yesterday. We can be better. We can adjust a few things and, yeah, come out tomorrow and try to get a win here and get some momentum going back home.
All right. He also said that they typically thrive on the road and give some reasons as to why he thinks that is. Here's some more Tkachuk for you.
We feel comfortable on the road. It's a simple game. It's a hard game. It's an adversity type of game, an adversity type of atmosphere. We've said it a bunch. It's that us against the world mindset, but you really feel it, especially being down in the series. You know, your back's not necessarily against the wall, but it's you know, you treat it as a big time must win in a hostile environment, and I feel like that's when we're at our best. So
there you go, Matthew Tkachuk.
It's only one game, guys.
Yeah, it's only one game. I'm very much confident in the Cats and their ability to bounce back. I know that there's a lot of firepower on that team. Don't get me wrong. And when you see when they get to those pairings of Draisaitl and McDavid together, oof, them boys are flying around. I think that, you know, this is one of the things that I think has been shown with the Panthers is. Especially this version of the Panthers, it feels very much like they take that first read of a team and then they're very good at making adjustments on how to shore up things a little bit better. You know, it doesn't guarantee them anything because obviously Oilers maybe are a different weight class, certainly than the Carolina Hurricanes. I think that, you know, there's a lot of the reminiscence of Toronto with that team. But, you know, differences, you know, Stuart Skinner, he's been there. You know, the Cats going up against a younger goalie in that with Wall and all that. So, you know, there are differences. It's not apples for apples, but I love this. This is like one of those just great matchups left and right. You know that they got complete revenge on their mind, and the Panthers are looking to absolutely bludgeon them and take that back. And I just love that. When the Panthers can get to a point in a game where they really take the crowd out of it, you could just feel. You could feel the angst start to weigh on you. And I don't think that was, you know, that wasn't, there wasn't really a moment of that other than maybe like the frustration of the Bennett and then the failed challenge. You know, they get up 3-1, but they answered right back to their credit. Like they didn't stew in that 2-goal deficit very long.
right? I just think, like, the way the Panthers played, there was a lot of, like one of those goals was just crazy, right? Like, it just seemed so very easy.
Against Bob, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, the second one for sure. The second one for sure. I mean, the double rebound and set it up, like, you know, you – I know people are like getting at Bob because, you know, Bob will allow a loose rebound every now and then. That's, you know, if you're going to critique him on his goaltending, he's he can always make the hot one sometimes and put it back in position. But and this is a team that can fly around and, you know, make you pay on that for sure. But, right. You know, I mean, the guy faced 46 shots. Like, you know, it was one of the more active games that he had faced probably all playoffs. And I think, you know, held up pretty strong. Skinner, I think, was probably just, you know, just as key with his timing on things. The Cats dried up a little bit after that second period outside of the little onslaught there in overtime. So just, I think, more consistency. I don't think this is necessarily one where they got to come out and hit a haymaker right away. Right. But I will be curious to see the physicality and, like, see where the Panthers are at with that, because I don't think it was either – I certainly don't think it was anywhere near – the level of physicality we see from the Panthers typically. I think that what was reminiscent of that what from the Toronto series was like, yeah, I remember that one starting off a little bit like, you know, we're going to take this one a little slowly. We don't get in the penalty box. And then they looked a little bit more like themselves game two and as the series went on.
Right.
So that's, I think from a physicality standpoint, that's just definitely what I want to see more tonight of, is just them being – You never like those games where it feels like, oh, the team got the upper hand. And I definitely think that was the case for the Oilers this last one. But confidence is high, Vlad. No worries at all, dude. I think that this is, like, for this team, as many runs as they've been on to be a defending champion, for any Panthers fan that's going to be under the table sucking their thumb, I think you're crazy. Like, even if you went down 0-2, like, right. Series ain't starting yet, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's acting like, you know, they just came off a 7-game grueling series and then they had to play this game. No, both teams had a week off. They lost in overtime. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just right. Whatever the end result is, the narrative was going to be the same for one of the two teams. You know, if the Panthers had won, then everybody's talking, oh, the Oilers look slow. They can't get there. They can't beat this team. They're still having Stanley Cup flashbacks from last season. Now I'm hearing the Panthers look tired. I'm like, oh, they did it. They didn't look tired at all. They just got beat. That's it.
I think, like, maybe in-game, like, if you're just talking about chasing those fast bastards around the ice.
Yeah,
like,
but we got fast bastards, like, too.
I think that maybe, like, that's probably – but, again, I think that – and Gretzky made this point. I thought, like, yeah, I thought the Panthers, they just looked in that third period very content with trying to sit on the lead. And they didn't do their typical thing of like, no, we're going to bludgeon you into knowing you're not getting the lead back. And you can feel those very much. Like, you know, we've seen those games with the Panthers where they gotta snuff out a period and just the physicality it brings, and it doesn't feel like the period crawls along. And that one, it just kind of felt like, all right, we get it. We're dumping it down on the other end. All right, now we got to go defend again. Here they come again, because that team's not going to stop in waves. So, nah, man, I think
you know what? I hate – the one thing I love about sports and I hate about sports is sometimes when things don't go your team's way, you don't give them the respect of knowing that they've come back from worse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one game in a 7-game series – and it's the Panthers, and they have bounced back over the years, not just a year or two. Ever since Paul Maurice took over, they have responded.
Right. And the other thing is,
every time they've had either a bad game or a close loss or whatever. So until that doesn't happen, you respect what they do.
And
that's it.
Al Macko says, you know, we were up 3-1. It's like, yeah, you were, but you were up 3-1 for like 60 seconds. Like, it's not like you had a 3-1 lead and you carried it into the third period and squandered it like that. It's like, yeah, you were up 3-1 for like this. Bink, bink. Like, it was mostly a one-goal game the entire game. It was about the fakest two-goal lead as you could ever have because it lasted the blink of an eye. I understand what the stats are. The Panthers never have blown that under Paul Maurice, and they never have blown even just a lead after two with Paul Maurice.
Oh, he's not saying that we were up 3-1. Like, he's saying we were up 3-1, we shouldn't be worried. Like, we had the lead in the game.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. I thought he was saying we were up 3-1. But even as I like reflected on the game, I was like, yeah, but it didn't. It was such a strange thing because it's like they get the goal, which it was a weird goal, like the deflection of Bennett. Then there's all this outcry. Oh, was that a goal? So then they have this dumb challenge to put you up. So you kind of get gifted the lead, basically.
Right.
You know? Right. Bennett comes out. He has the huge one to give you the two-goal lead, but it never really lasted. It kind of just kept it at that one-goal deficit. So I just want to make it, like, I didn't feel like this was some grand Cats collapse.
No, that's
that
right. Yeah, everybody's acting like, oh, my God, like, oh, Edmonton's depth. I'm like, dude, it was an overtime game. The Panthers didn't even play good. They only had one decent period, and even that decent period, they still ended up with a 3-2 lead. And the second period was their best period, and it was still a 3-2 lead.
We'll take a break. Our Tua is next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.